Human-induced climate change is the largest, most pervasive threat to all societies, and our growing exposure to extreme weather has brought disaster and destruction to all corners of the globe this year.
Authorities say it's the worst flooding in decades.
Now to that devastating flood in South Africa.
That pile of debris is actually a pile of people's homes.
Several roads across KZN are closed due to heavy rains and floods.
Unfortunately, residents have not been able to move around.
KZN witnessed 5 months worth of rain in just one day.
8 months ago, deadly floods battered the KwaZulu-Natal province, leaving hundreds dead and thousands displaced. The presidency blamed climate change for the destruction.
My fellow South Africans, Cabinet met in a special session last night and decided to declare a national state of disaster.
Meanwhile, in South Asia, in a never-before-seen flooding, one-third of Pakistan was left completely submerged.
The raging torrents have brought big rocks, and those rocks have acted as grinders, decimating everything in its path.
Climate change disasters leave people susceptible to diseases. In Pakistan, health officials noted a rise in diarrhea, skin diseases, and eye infections.
I've seen many humanitarian disasters in the world, but I have never seen climate carnage on this scale. Pakistan is paying the price of something that was created by others.
And while the waters rose in South Africa and Southern Asia, wildfires ravaged Europe in 2022. During one of its hottest summers, millions of hectares of land was lost in Greece, the UK, Spain, and France, leaving hundreds dead and thousands without homes. Mitigation means going beyond reacting to the impacts of climate change. Rather, it means being part of the solution. The UN's 27th Conference of the Parties saw nearly 200 countries gather in Egypt to act against climate change. After 27 years of discussions, a breakthrough agreement ended the conference. A loss and damage fund was created.
Now invite the COP to adopt the decision entitled Funding Arrangements for Responding to Loss and Damage Associated with the Adverse Effects of Climate Change.
This now means that poorer nations, ravaged by climate impacts, can receive reparations from wealthier nations whose historic emissions have fueled climate change. For Smile FM News, I'm Zahra Skruder. Human-induced climate change is the largest, most pervasive threat to all societies, and our growing exposure to extreme weather has brought disaster and destruction to all corners of the globe this year.
Authorities say it's the worst flooding in decades.
Now to that devastating flood in South Africa.
That pile of debris is actually a pile of people's homes.
Several roads across KZN are closed due to heavy rains and floods.
Unfortunately, residents have not been able to move around.
KZN witnessed 5 months worth of rain in just one day.
8 months ago, deadly floods battered the KwaZulu-Natal province, leaving hundreds dead and thousands displaced. The presidency blamed climate change for the destruction.
My fellow South Africans, Cabinet met in a special session last night and decided to declare a national state of disaster.
Meanwhile, in South Asia, in a never-before-seen flooding, one-third of Pakistan was left completely submerged.
The raging torrents have brought big rocks, and those rocks have acted as grinders, decimating everything in its path.
Climate change disasters leave people susceptible to diseases, and in Pakistan, health officials noted a rise in diarrhea, skin diseases, and eye infections.
I've seen many humanitarian disasters in the world, but I have never seen climate carnage on this scale. Pakistan is paying the price of something that was created by others.
While floods battered South Africa and Southern Asia, wildfires ravaged Europe in 2022. During one of its hottest summers, millions of hectares of land was lost in Greece, the UK, Spain, and France, leaving hundreds dead and thousands without homes. Mitigation means going beyond reacting to the impacts of climate change. Rather, it means being part of the solution. The UN's 27th Conference of the Parties saw nearly 200 countries gather in Egypt to act against climate change. After 27 years of discussions, a breakthrough agreement ended the conference. A loss and damage fund was created.
Now invite the COP to adopt the decision entitled Funding Arrangements for Responding to Loss and Damage Associated with the Adverse Effects of Climate Change.
This now means that poorer nations, ravaged by the effects of climate change, would receive reparations from wealthier nations whose historic emissions have fueled climate change. For Smile FM News, I'm Zahra Skruder.